Corey Hughes. Speaking their language, not language, but saying, we read the chapter of Deuteronomy, we know who we are now. And these were all Guatemalans. Everybody that's on that right there, they spoke.
Sir. We
do
go.
Praise the Lord.
Keep us in mind who is who.
Judah, African American. That was the first one that was on my TikTok. Praise God. Benjamin, West Indian black. That was the second one. Black man with the lock. Praise the Lord. Levi, Haitian. Praise God.
Oh, who?
Levi, Haitian. That's what he said.
But did y'all know he's kicking them out now? He told them to leave America now. He told me that the other day. All the Haitians, y'all got to go.
Haitians. Manasseh, which it is Manasseh. They are Cubans. Even though Cubans don't think they are covered, but they are. And they do. Simeon, Dominican.
Right.
We had them all. I looked at TikTok. We had them all over speaking this right here. Zebulon, Guatemala, to the Panama Maiden, Gad, Native American Indians, Reuben, Seminole Indian, you seen another black man, I'm a Seminole, Asher, Columbia, and Uruguay, the Inca, Ishkar, Mexican. Hallelujah. Napa Italian, Argentina, and Chile. Scattered through all out Africa and abroad. They are all scattered. I told that yellow, pull their folks up. It's on their message. All them men speaking that.
And Jody, Stephen John.
Y'all is our brothers.
Y'all are grafted in.
Yes, you are.
As long as you accept Christ, you in with 12 tribes.
Yes, you are. That's right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give honor to God who is the head of my life. Because he is. Now, there's no other God but him. And that's the only God that I serve. And I just thank him. Hallelujah. Yeah. We get ready to pray. And we get ready to go into the word. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Father God, and as you increase, let me increase in this world. Ask you, Lord, to bless each and every ear that they may hear what you are saying in the church. And Father God, for those that don't know you, Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, to say, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go into the book of Ezekiel. God gave you this, praise God. Let's go there with it. The hand of the Lord, I'm in a different book, so
it's going to
read Ezekiel, the 37th chapter.
Okay.
It's going to read, it's the same. I like to read different Bibles so you can get a good understanding.
Ezekiel 37,
everybody. Yeah. Slow down. Ezekiel 37, you're on 1 so far. Yeah. And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit. So this is Ezekiel in the spirit. So we already know, praise God, Ezekiel probably was in that day, praise God. He, you know, just probably just sit. And see, I'm reading the whole book, praise God. So when I read the whole book, praise the Lord, when he said Ezekiel was taken out of the spirit, Ezekiel's body was there, but he wasn't there. So it said, he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of dry bones. Full of bones. And he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Now, praise the Lord, in the earlier chapter that when I was reading Ezekiel, when the Lord took him out in the vision, in that vision, praise the Lord, he told Ezekiel to tell my people that it was going to be bones their thrones in front of them because of the sins that they were doing. And God's people was going to see all of this. Now, the same bones that he told Ezekiel in the earlier chapter, these are the bones he's talking about right now.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. And he said, praise the Lord, can these dry bones speak? And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh, Lord God, you know. Now, he's the one who created us, praise God. He knows. Ezekiel said, now, in other words, why are you asking me when you already know me? You already know. So you asking me something you know already. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he says to me, prophesy over these bones. And say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So my subject is wake up, dry bones.
Come on.
All right now.
Too many times, and this is a metaphor about the bones. Now we know in our bones, you know, I ain't gonna claim it, but the natural bones, they get old. Knees hurt, every kind of word, everything.
Right now.
You're trying to walk in the natural bones.
Right.
So now, praise God, we're looking at our spiritual bones. Praise the Lord. And we know that the spiritual man needs a wake up call.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know that the spirit man always has to run into something, praise God. We already know, praise God, we got a carnal and a spiritual man.
Mm-hmm.
So the carnal man in the bones, praise God, when he get up and go everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we need to wake up to our bones. Hallelujah. And he said, praise God, can these bones live? Come on, praise God. Can these bones get up? Can these bones stop doing what they do? Because there's too many carnal bones out here, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, and I answered the Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, that's the problem right there, praise the Lord. It seems like every time, praise God, that something hits the spirit, we don't prophesy over and tell the devil to keep back. Instead of we prophesying about it, praise God, we linger it on. We let the dry bones just, we just feed the dry bones like God can't move. Hallelujah. See, I've learned, Pastor, praise God, that when I have an issue or a problem, I'm going to prophesy to myself. I'm going to wake up these dry bones because you ain't going to take over them. That's what you got to tell
me.
If you don't prophesy over your life, how in the world you going to be able to move? If you don't prophesy over yourself, how in the world that God can't move for you if you don't?
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. And he said, praise God, prophesy these bones and be whole. And say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, you got to let that devil know, praise God, that you ain't got nothing on you. Because you got to give the word of God back to him. If you don't sit up there and know you was going through, Lord, you said in your word that you're going to bless me. You said in your word that you're going to bring me out of it. You promised me this, Lord. Your word is standing for it. God is on the word that don't take his word back. So praise God, if you know you don't spoke to the Lord, then stand on it. Stand on it. Don't sit up there and baby them dry bones, praise God. Because when you start the baby, here they go, they're getting crippled. It's like once you get crippled and baby them dry bones, you can't walk no more. And the devil done got you already. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And see, I don't want to sit up there and praise God, hallelujah, and be crippled all my life because I can't move and because my mindset ain't right.
All right now.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, praise the Lord. Thus said the Lord God, these bones. Hallelujah. Thus said the Lord to these bones. I will cause flesh to come upon you. Now, as you know, when Adam and Eve was made, but first it was man, praise God. And he made the man into dust first. So once, praise God, when the man was dust, praise God, then God began to bring the sinews. God began to put flesh over the guts. I'm going to say it like that. Let's put it in our natural form today. It was dust first, praise God. Then he started bringing the veins in. Then he started bringing the heart in, the lungs in, whatever your body part was. Over the bone. And then once the body began to form, praise God, then the skin came. See, this is how the Holy Ghost is, praise God. When it comes to that, praise the Lord, first of all, we got to be as babies.
Hallelujah.
Because we don't know nothing right now. But then, praise God, when the Holy Ghost gets to learn you, once you get to learn the word, praise the Lord, then the Holy Ghost begins to creep up on you like the flesh. Hallelujah. It begins to make you, praise God. It begins to mold you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And he said, praise God. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones. And behold, I will come. Oh, and said to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, God, go to these bones, and I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. See, when we was out in the world, hallelujah, we was dead, too. Because we didn't know, praise God, who God was. We only went out where our grandparents were. See, I already know, praise God, because my mama's mama was saved. So we didn't understand, praise God, why she said what she said. Because I sit there one time and spoke on TikTok. And I said, remember how your grandparents said Jesus coming back? Well, they wasn't lying. Because it's the truth. So we began to didn't understand, praise God, because we didn't know the Holy Ghost. We only knew what was coming. We only knew how to shout, praise God. That's all we knew, but we wasn't in there like we should have been because the bones were still dry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. And I will lay the sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come on you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
Right.
See, first of all, we have to learn, first of all. See, some folks don't want to learn about God. They want to go around first, praise God. They don't want to learn, hallelujah, so God can put you in a place where he wants you. They want to go up there first.
That's it.
Praise God. They don't want to go through the trials and tribulations. They scared to go through that, praise God. They scared to fall down, as I said earlier. They scared to get crippled. But sometimes, praise God, we got to get crippled to go where we got to go.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez & Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
If they come up here, they really gonna go through.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you something, praise God. I don't wanna do this.
Glory. Amen.
So God had to cripple me hard for me to get back up here. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to be crippled in order for God to break your bones back up. And some folks don't want to do that. They want to run instead of just going right through the devil. Praise God. And he said he will cause flesh, he will cause all this to come upon. Praise God. And so Ezekiel obeyed. See, that's the thing right there. That's one thing we don't have a hard issue about obeying God. Oh, God, I don't want to do this. No, Lord. See, I was a no, Lord. No, I can't do it, Lord. I don't want to do this. But if you don't obey God, how in the world he's going to bless you? How in the world he's going to be able to teach you more if you don't obey him? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So if you sacrifice and go through the fire.
Yeah.
Go through the flood.
Yeah.
Then praise God, your bones is going to wake up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise God. Now, see, I was sitting up there. My bones was tired yesterday, helping in the park. And I was sore. But look what God did. He just healed already. And I was walking like this yesterday. But look at the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
See, sometimes, praise God, the bones got to be crippled in order for God to heal. Now, God healed you right here while I'm standing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why? Because I want my bones to leave. Praise God. Hallelujah. God can't use you when you're sick. So he wants to use you where you stand, and praise God. And I ain't just talking about health. I'm talking about spiritual too. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Ezekiel said, I prophesied as commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound before a rattling, and the bones came together. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, when you first receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And you see how God get ready to move, praise God. And you feel a rattling and shaking. Your bones begin to shake. Your spirit begins to move, praise God. It's like, Lord, I never felt this feeling before, praise God. Woo, I feel it now, praise the Lord. I've never felt this way before. Because while we was in the dry place, our bones were too dry to feel God at that time. But oh, praise God, as I look today, praise God, I feel a rattling and a shaking right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel it right now, praise God. Because Ezekiel spoke what God told him. Hallelujah. And that's what it is, praise God, if you want God to move in your family. He said, speak to them dry bones even in your family.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a husband, hallelujah. I don't care if it's a wife, praise God. I don't care if it's a sister. Speak. And even if they don't want to hear, praise God, still
speak.
Hallelujah. Even your children. Because it goes down from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And it said, praise God. The bones came together in it to his bones. And see, when God starts connecting bones, praise God, that's when your spirit starts connecting with you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. And instead, praise God. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews. God began to cover it up with the bone, began to cover the flesh up, beginning to get the guts and all that kind of stuff in
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. And see, praise God, without the guts, praise God, the bones still won't. We stay steep. See, we need the organs, praise God, to help us function. And see, if the organs ain't functioning, we don't die.
Right.
And I ain't talking about the natural, even though the natural organs is like. But now, see, praise God, I'm looking at the spirit right now. If we don't have the spiritual, the organs of that man is not going to work. Hallelujah. We're going to be dead just like the valley of dry bones. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I looked and behold, there were sinews. wrinkles on them and the flesh had come upon them and the skin covered them up. And once, praise God, when the Holy Ghost begins to work, praise God, that's when you got the full covering.
Alright.
See, you we need the full covering of God. Not just half of it. Not half in and half out, praise God. We get God and tired of us. Lukewarm. God getting tired of that, praise God. Either you're gonna be hot or cold, he said. Because if you're lukewarm, he's gonna spit you out of his mouth. Hallelujah. Ain't you sick of sin, praise God? Ain't you sick of seeing people just especially if you're miserable, praise God. We got too many of them, praise God. Stay away from miserable folks. Because miserable folks, praise God, will bring you down and bring you back to their dry level. Hallelujah. And you don't want misery bringing your bones back down after God has covered you up with his blessing. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But there was no rest. See, we got bones walking up like zombies, praise God, but God ain't even in your spirit. God is not in your spirit. You're still halfway, praise God. You ain't whole, praise the Lord. And that's what God sees, like I said earlier, praise God. You're still lukewarm. You don't even want God to breathe in because you're too scared that folk might talk about you. She holy rolling. He a holy roller. No, I'm holy ghost.
Come on, man. You talking good.
Just because I don't want to be around you. So now I'm a holy roller. But I'll be a holy roller for God. Praise
God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Because I know where my help comes from. And it comes from God, praise the Lord. And so we walking around here still breathing, but still like a zombie. And that breath of fresh air is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So he said, praise God. Ha! Praise the Lord. And he said, then said to me, prophesy to your breath. Oh! We talking about prophesying. Prophesy to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ezekiel prophesied to the breath. And the four winds out of nowhere came in and breathed into those bones.
All right now.
And when those bones began to breathe, he had an eye.
All right now.
That's what I'm saying, praise God. When you talk to the Lord, praise the Lord, even though you don't see the army in the natural, you got some army of angels and camp around you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When your back is against the wall, praise God. And there's no other way to go, praise the Lord. You got an army of angels encamped around you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told my son, the fiance and his wife, the wife. Mother's son, he getting married too. I already told him. Tell my Sam. Praise the Lord. I told him. I said, praise the Lord, if they come to shoot at my house, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. They don't know who they missing.
Uh-oh. Yes. Amen. Oh, they don't know.
Hallelujah. I don't care if my son themselves there. They don't know who they missing. And when God has the Holy Spirit pass around your house, there's angels, praise God. Because I can remember, praise God, when it was Elijah.
All right.
Hallelujah. When those two were afraid. Hallelujah. But Elijah told the Lord to open their eyes so they can see. Sometimes we're too blinded and we can't see. Hallelujah. Because you only look past your circumstances.
Right.
But you ain't seen it in the spirit. But when they open their eyes, I see thousands of angels and cap around them getting ready to go to war.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And see, when the angels, God's angels go to war for you, they go to war.
They go to war.
They go to war. Hallelujah. So why should we be worried? Hallelujah, about what's going on today? Hallelujah, because God got us today. God didn't have us since we were babies. man say to the rest, thus said the Lord God, come from before me. Hallelujah. Breathe and breathe on this flame. These were slain men in that battle. Well, Ezekiel told them that God was going, the Israelites was going, Israel was going to see these bodies fading. These were slain men, praise God. And they, that they may live. So I prophesied and he commanded me. And the breath passed into them. And they lived and stood on their feet as a great army. Praise the Lord. You got to be an army for God. And that means, praise God, I know our weapons are our warfare, not common. It's not common. But sometimes you look at David. He was a warrior. Hallelujah. So he had to fight, praise God. But God was with David. And David didn't have dry bones. The only dry bone he had was that wound. That's the only dry bone. But then he became God's apple of God's eyes. And praise God, we are apple of God's eyes. Hallelujah. And even though, praise God, when people are your enemies, they are your worst enemies. Praise Lord. Even though when they come against you, speak to them dry bones in the grave and tell them, praise God, no way never, you will not encamp them up in. You're going to wake up, praise God, and you're going to be saved, praise God. You got to speak those things
as though they were not.
Thank you. You got to speak them, hallelujah. And you got to speak life into your family. I said, praise God. This stuff happened while I got to preach. That would happen to my son, the baby boy, got robbed. I said, ain't that like that? I said, he already know, praise God. He knew I had to preach. But I said, I didn't worry about it because I knew God had me. So I'm still speaking to them dry. You will me. You will declare and decree and do what God says. Praise God. I don't care what you do. Tell your bones you're going to do what God says. Speak to your spirit man and say, no, devil, you're not doing it. No, devil, you ain't got authority over my life. Yeah. It's over that, praise God. Because I'm going to walk in my authority. Yeah. I'm going to walk and talk for God. Yeah. But I ain't going to say too much. Because sometimes you can't give the devil everything.
Better not.
Hallelujah. You can't let your right hand know what your left hand. You know that. Sometimes you got to share. Wake up, tribe. Wake up. Speak when you have to. Woo! You can't let everybody know your name. But you got dry bones waiting on to tear you down.
Amen.
He comes down on my heart. Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.